Hello, everybody. This is Jeff Armstrong. Back again on the Adderall R09. I'm recording in my living room right now, and we just got back from a business meeting in Duluth, Minnesota, and we took the opportunity to do a little touring around. We went on a Friday night dinner cruise out into Lake Superior and around the harbor area in Duluth. And then we went touring around town, which we're pretty familiar with that town. And then on the way back home, we went through Jay Cook State Park, where there is some white water, and we went sort of trail walking, climbing along there, and we visited the swing bridge in the park, which goes over the white water. All the recording was done on this recorder using the internal mics and carrying it in a padded small belt attachable camera case for a small digital camera. The machine just fits inside it, so it's very snug and tight, and then it's got a flap that pulls down over the top and Velcros, and it just happens to leave two little spots that aren't covered, and that's right where the mics happen to line up, so it works pretty good, I think. My wife Mary went along on this trip, as she is also in the vending business, and then my daughter Nicole and her friend Athena came along as well, and that's who else you'll hear on these recordings, as well as various other business people that were along on the trip. So the first thing I will try to play here for you is some recording done on the cruise, just a recording of sounds from on board the ship, and then after that we will move into some recordings I took of the Duluth Lift Bridge.
Jackets are, right?
Yep. We're not supposed to be.
You didn't say don't lean on it, said don't picture of me and Jeff.
Hey, what's happening?
My dad.
Who's taking it?
I don't know. I thought we were, but they changed their mind.
Oh, I heard a picture getting taken.
Nicole can take a picture.
Is that who just took a picture?
No. Nicole, take your picture if you want.
I don't want a picture. I don't want one, much less 20.
Yeah, now he's...
Okay, Jeff, turn around. This is me and you.
What's up?
All right.
Drunk on the back deck of the boat.
Let's get to it. What do you want me to do?
Well, let's get Mary over here.
Well, come on over here, Mary. I didn't realize a Hollywood production.
Yep. I'll step on.
Okay, okay, Mr. DeMille.
What? Hello.
As part of my job description under miscellaneous 5%.
Taking pictures?
Yeah.
Of goofy people on boats? Yeah. Wow. What do you have? Is that your phone or your camera?
Is that a camera in your pocket?
It's not a digital camera. It's the kind that has film in it.
The old-fashioned kind.
Film it, Dan.
35 millimeter. Yeah, I didn't know they still made that.
It's only about 2 years old.
Oh, wow.
Kind of like computers. It's only 2 years old.
Yeah, it's mine. I'm trying to keep mine going forever, but... So far so good on this one, but it's only been in not even 6-7 months. So we gotta play some other board. It's irritating.
So Ed, have you been out on the lake before?
Nope. That's a bunch of water out there.
Really?
You've never been out on a boat before?
I've never been out on this lake.
Have you been in this lake before?
Never been in this lake.
I have. There's an experience you have to have.
Before you leave. I don't either.
No, just put your, go to the shore and put your feet in.
That's plenty right there.
39 degrees.
You're not a swimmer, huh? I like to swim, but I like to swim in water I can survive.
Yes, exactly. No, that's
I don't want to go swimming. I don't want to go swimming to die.
Oh, okay. Putting your feet in is all I would recommend.
I would do that. That part right there, you know, where you put one foot in. Oh, I'm done. That I would do.
We went over to the...
Okay, I did it. I proved it. Yep. All right, let's get out of here.
I did it once in the wintertime. I came up here.
Ooh, you're not as smart as I gave you credit for.
We went over to the point, which is the rest after the harbor inlet there, little channel.
Yep.
Keep on going. Yes. So keep on going across there, and we got out there to the beach. And I ran and did a belly flop in there in the wintertime. I was out of there probably in not much more than a second. It burned.
He did a belly flop. It was so cold his back didn't get wet.
I'm telling you, it burned. It burned more than I can imagine. It felt like fire. It was so cold that it burned.
We stayed in the canal park here, and we went down to the beach. And we're like, let's go swimming, let's go, no, don't!
That was like March or April.
You know these guys that jump, the polar bear guys, run out there, I ain't gonna do that.
Huh?
That is stupid.
Well, I look at the people that climb the Mount Everest and that type of thing.
You know what they are? They're stupid.
Yeah.
They should
Their
pass,
life is too boring.
They should pass a stupidity tax.
So you haven't seen the movie about
make
Eric
a fortune in this.
What is his name? Eric Weinmeier.
Be a zillionaire.
Have you seen the movie of the blind guy that climbed Mount Everest?
I haven't. I have not seen the movie.
I haven't on the TV at home, but
I've heard of it. I saw it.
There's parts of there where there's these crevasses with like 5 and 6 foot. Difference from one piece of ground to the other with a 1,000-foot drop in between.
Yeah.
And they talked him into jumping across.
I told you, stupid. Blind people can be stupid too.
He just took their word for it, I guess.
Okay, you're going to need to jump 4 feet. Okay, I got it.
The one that they showed him jumping,
He barely made it.
His feet went in.
Those edges chip off.
It's all just snow.
It's all just snow.
Yep.
And all that is cold water.
That's a fact.
Is that what that is?
I wonder if there'd be anything left if they melted all the snow off there. It's probably just an anthill or something. I don't know.
would be a tall anthill.
Well, 29,000
feet of anthill.
That's a god. They have that dead body up there on their way up.
Oh, I know they do. They've been a guy. Do you hear the, recently there was a guy walked past somebody that was dying and didn't help him? Uh-oh. Did you hear about that?
Oh, my god.
Yeah, there was a guy laying there dying of the oxygen
deprivation.
Yeah. But they got another word for it. Oxygen toxin or something.
Toxicity
or something.
Something, yeah.
So anyway, but he was saying, you know what? Yeah, I was up. I was walking. I was planting the flag and making my claim. But he said, I wasn't in no shape to help nobody. You know, what was I going to do? Carry him down?
Push him.
Yeah.
Okay,
jump,
buddy.
Jump on him like a sled and ride him down. Hope he survives forever.
We'll make your death quicker. Just push you up.
And there was one, but it wasn't Everest, though. There was these two mountain climbers where one of them fell off the mountain.
We saw
and
that.
He had to cut his rope.
I saw that.
I saw that.
That was sick.
Oh, God, that was horrible.
That was sick. Yeah. He stood there with his pocket knife. And
he had a broken leg. He had to crawl down off the side of a mountain. And he's got one leg flopping around like
this.
That was
horrible.
Oh, I'm
just screaming.
Well, what about, you heard about the guy that had to cut his arm off?
Yeah.
Yes.
He was stuck under the rock and he had to cut his arm off in order to get himself free.
Yeah.
And I'd be sitting there going, shit, I wish I had sharpened this thing.
Yeah. No kidding. Oh, my God.
No. I want a clean cut.
I want a clean one.
The one we saw the other day was, the show is called, it's on
I don't
Discovery.
Think I can do it, though.
It's called I Shouldn't Have Survived.
I don't think I could.
I'd be hacking on that rock.
There was a guy, yeah, exactly, chip away. This guy was in a little island off of Australia. It had a mountain on it, and him and his friend were climbing it. And he went to go to the bathroom at night, and he wanted to get away from their campsite. And then he came to the little stream, and he didn't want to go in there because that's where they were drinking, which, whatever. But he went tried to.
He way overthought this.
Yes, he tried to climb past there. There was rocks on the other side. He went to climb up out of the stream onto the other side. The rock tumbled over on top of him and pinned him on the edge of the stream. So his legs were down in the water and his upper body was on the land. And there was just him and the other guy, so he had to send the other guy back down through the rainforest and stuff to try to
And he
help.
Still tainted the
and
water.
It started raining.
It started raining, so the water was coming up and he can't move, of course. So all of a sudden he sees the water turning red. He realizes that he has no feeling of his feet and the fish is down there eating his feet.
Oh, no.
No one had piranhas, though.
Oh, it wasn't?
No, it was some other kind of fish, but it was eating his feet. So he luckily was able to grab a stick off the shore next to him and reach under there and smack
that one.
I don't want to get into a stick fight with a fish.
No, especially when he's eating my body.
You're pretty defenseless at that point.
Yeah?
The fish has got the upper hand.
At that point, you got no shot.
He just backs up a little further than your stick's got reach. It waits.
Goes to the other side.
At that point, you wish for a cat to come.
Yeah, but then he probably should get Molly or something.
Yeah.
He wasn't doing good.
No.
Guy left, you know what? You
the
know
guy
what?
Left him and left him a pen and paper, and I thought, boy, there's a sign. What do you want to do?
I look at people that do that type of stuff just looking for trouble.
Yeah, well, you know what? And you'll never see me do that either.
No, me neither.
No, I'm not going to be.
Last time somebody said, hey, Ed, you want to go climb Mount Everest? Now, you know, I'm busy. I can't.
Oh, tick tock, tick tock.
Oh, look at the time.
That would be neat.
We're going to walk alongside the bridge and then go into the bridge.
Okay. Still walking on Lake Street. Walking down towards the harbor.
Nicole, what's that sign say?
The nearby canal marks the site of Little Portage on Minnesota Point, crossed on June 27, 1679 by Daniel D. Breslin, Sieur du, not sure how to say that one, L-H-U-T.
Loot.
A gentleman of the Royal Guard of Louis the
14th, probably, or?
I think so. XIV.
Yep.
my Roman numerals are a little rusty.
That's 14.
On his way to explore the upper Mississippi, placed by the Gracelyn de Lou chapter, Daughters of the American Revolution. The DAR.
Cool.
June 1938 is when they put it.
Whoa. And that date was 16 what?
1679.
Feel the rock there, the plaque, yeah.
Okay.
The
oh, yeah.
Is mounted in the face of the road.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this stone is huge. It's probably about 3 foot. If it were square, it'd be a cube of about 3 foot. But it's not square because it's a stone.
Yeah.
It's all jaggedy and rounded. So that's been there since 1938, huh?
Yep.
Wow.
First time I saw.
Yeah, well. Just depends on where you're looking sometimes. When I used to come up here, I could see a little better. I noticed a lot more plaques and things, but now if I don't already know about it, I'm not going
to
find it. Okay. Yeah. Now we're underneath the lift bridge. Huh?
Yeah.
Let's see. Steer me to a place where I can reach the bottom. There you go. Oh, wow. Big girder. This car is going over our head. There's the girder.
Oh, that is
huge I-beam.
Huge I-beam girder. Yep.
Yeah, it's like grating.
Huh?
It sounds really funny when you drive.
When we were down there.
Can I have your attention, please?
Oh, yeah.
Bridge is about to lift.
Bridge is about to lift.
Stay clear of the restricted areas on the road approaching.
Be closer to the speaker.
No. He's done. Okay. Let's go by the channel side. That's that way?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's walk over here to the canal. Here's a concrete wall. I could probably just set the recorder right on here.
Yep.
There we go.
Is it something big coming in?
I don't know. Maybe somebody gone out.
Okay. So the lift bridge has to lift to let boat traffic go through. Here it goes.
Go straight up like an elevator.
Yeah. Got the two vertical risers and the span going across, and it's lifting up right now.
That's going by.
Really quickly.
Cute.
Let's see how far it goes up.
Better get out of the way, Ducky. It just went by.
What color? Darker? Gray?
Dark, as far as I can tell. What color is the
bridge
duck?
Still going up.
The duck has a green head.
It's one lane each way, right? The bridge. There she's.
Oh, it's a loon.
Stopping. Oh.
It's a short rise.
You can hear in the distance the gulls. Here comes the boats coming out of the harbor, which is on our right, coming out towards the open Lake Superior, which is on our left.
I think it's the U.S. Coast Guard.
It's Coast Guard cutter. The first one was the boat. The second one was a horn mounted on the bridge, responding to their horn on the boat. Now they're bringing it back down. Boy, it goes up and down so fast. I can see here, watching it, it almost looks like it's dropping on us. We're just under the leftmost edge of it. Coming down. You can hear the echoes change as it gets closer.
closer. It's a weird thing. And she's down.
Actually, it's still lowering.
Oh, yeah, it is. Oh, my gosh. I thought it was in this place.
No, it's done.
Okay. Holy cow, that's loud. Now they'll raise the arms at either end and let the traffic start going back across. And there's sidewalks on this bridge, too. It can be walked across. Those are the bells at either end that tell the traffic not to cross. This should stop in a second. There you go. There's cars. Really sounds weird when a motorcycle goes across there.
Yeah.
They're so loud. It's like the underside of this is all I-beams and woven cross members of steel. And then the road surface is like a grating so that the snow and ice can melt and fall through in the wintertime. Down to our left. We're moving along the canal, going towards Lake Superior. You can hear the bridges behind us now. This canal was dug by the Army Corps of Engineers. And it takes advantage of a peninsula of land that sticks out into the lake. So a couple of miles short of the end of that peninsula, they've dredged a canal and completely walled it with concrete so that ships can come into the safety of the harbor. So it uses the peninsula as a breakwater.
I know.
So,
it's coming alive!
There's one of those huge ships out there.
Oh,
is
really?
It coming in? I don't know. It's
hope
not
so. Now, what's coming out here on our right?
They don't.
Hang on, let's go over to the wall.
Oh, it's a
wave runner?
Jet ski.
Jet ski wave runner type thing going past us. They're heading out into the lake. Don't you think that would be kind of dangerous? Don't people fall on those?
They must have a wetsuit on.
Did they have a wetsuit on?
I think so.
The water averages 39 degrees year-round. Yesterday we went down to the water and stuck our feet in, and we were able to keep them in there for about 20 to 30 seconds before it burned so bad that we had to walk back out of the water. Everything's going from right to left, but I've got the recorder facing me right now, so it'll probably sound like it's going from left to right. I'm imagining. I don't have headphones on.
Did Jeff say that the boat we saw yesterday hit a wave and went about 20 feet in the air?
Five feet in the air.
Okay. I didn't hear him.
Pretty funny.
Huh? What?
You.
Yeah, my imagination.
What color is the sky in your world?
Right now.
It's with your 17 feet of snow.
Yeah.
Bless you. Little baby over there sneezing.
There's some people kayaking in right now.
Really?
Cool. Yeah. It was right before.
You can hear the water. I'm going to turn the recorder around, facing away from me now. Maybe I'll get a different sound. You can hear the crows over across the canal. I don't know how wide this canal is. What's our guess? A couple hundred feet? I'm not near any kind of plaque that tells me any information, so.
We have to go to the Maritime Museum for that.
Oh, okay. Anyway, there's lots of gulls around here, but there's a couple. Talking.
If you have any food, they're your best friend.
Yeah, they're all kind of fat. The gulls here. They're spoiled rotten. Everybody feeds them popcorn. There's a little popcorn stand right near here. And not hearing any music yet today. Do you think that festival's over? There was a big reggae festival in town.
And an air show.
And there was an air show in town this weekend, and then there was our business meeting in town. I don't even think we showed up on the radar. I think we had about 25, 30 people show up.
Nicole, where's the airport from here? Yeah.
I thought it was back that way.
It is back that way somewhere.
Yeah. It's behind us. So right now, again, the Lake Superior is on our left, about maybe two blocks away from us, but this is all one big concrete channel. With the wall I'm leaning on right now is about 3.5 to 4 feet, not even 4 feet high, 3.5 feet high, and about a foot thick wall. Oh boy, somebody's dog does not like the gulls. Huh? People are out walking their dog along here. And both sides of this channel are concreted as well. This is very massively built. And so that makes a walkway that runs along the side of the water all the way out to the lighthouse. Okay, the bridge is going to raise again.
Visit to Jay Cook State Park would not be complete without a walk across the swinging bridge through its 80 years of existence. The bridge has seen many changes, all in an effort to protect it from the forces of the St. Louis River. And there's another part. The first swinging bridge was built by the U.S. Forest Service in 1924. A log crib supported the walkway of wooden planks 18 feet above the
River. And it has a picture above that, and it shows the bridge. That doesn't look too sturdy to me, but maybe it was. But in May of 1950, the St. Louis River, swollen with spring meltwater, roared through the park, carrying the bridge with it. The bridge is gone. They have a picture of it. And then it says the bridge survived a decade before it was rebuilt. Members of the Civilian Conservation Corps CCC Camp 1712 began replacing the log supports with concrete and stone in 1934. Work was completed in 1935, shortly before the camp disbanded. In 1941, men from a second CCC camp, 2711, raised the bridge deck another 4 feet. Today's bridge was constructed in 1953. Further repair on the deck and the addition of concrete caps in 1977 has
stabilized the bridge, extending its history as an important landmark in northern Minnesota.
That's it.
Jay Cook.
And then you gotta take one of me.
State Park.
It looks really cool if you look down here and you can see pictures of the scenery.
Why, what are you seeing?
It's just a bridge going across the river. Let me see if that worked. Because it's on a different segment of the
bridge. We're going to the swinging bridge.
Try your camera. Can I get it out?
If I can read it. Silver Creek and Ridge Trails.
Okay.
It shows a picture of somebody walking in the summer and then in the winter
these
with
cool
skis
pictures
or snowshoes.
Okay. Neat.
Hiking club trail.
That'd be cool to belong to a hiking club up here.
Yeah.
Nice. Oh, God. Oh, you're fine. We're way ahead. And the other one. Let's just wait till we get to the other one.
Okay. This is the swing bridge?
Yep.
Awesome. Alright, going on to the bridge. Handled like a big piece of angle iron. And then chain link. Oh, that's not the handle. There's a bar, like a metal pipe. The bridge itself has got wooden slats where we're walking. And it is about 30 inches wide or so. Yeah, that creaking you hear is all the metal that holds this bridge up. Whoop! Sorry.
Down here. It's a stone pillar support.
Oh, okay. Weird. So without that, we'd be swinging in to the bottom. Okay, we're getting out over the water, as you can hear that rushing rapids.
see if he can reach in your hand.
Yes? What do you want me to reach?
There's cable that goes up to the middle. It's one of the really tall stone pillar.
Okay. This is a cable made of 6 on the outside and probably a big thick one on the core. But there are 6 twisted cables on the outside. And so whatever's inside is hidden by those. And that goes and is a part of the suspension up to a big stone pillar.
And hold on.
What?
And it has these
bolts. Let go. Let go.
It goes down and then attaches to the side of the bridge.
Okay. And then off of that is a single twisted cable of about 3/8 of an inch to 1/2 inch thick that's been bolted. Look at this. Look how rusty those bolts are.
Oh, nice. Let's get my handy dandy.
The cable's all nice. There's no rust on the cable.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's oiled or the way they twist them, it almost ends up feeling like a metal rope.
Yep.
But
that's what it looks like.
The 1/2 inch cable is twisted, made of like little spaghetti thickness metal fibers or metal wires, I guess you'd say. They're twisted around another core, though, aren't they?
They changed the bridge since I've been here, but...
Yeah.
Okay. Then these...
Now we're bouncing every step.
These pillars are made out of rocks from the area.
Okay.
And then it has a huge cement thing on the top, but it's mostly made
decorative
out of
decorative? On the top?
No, it's
or a thing for mounting?
For mounting the cable.
The cable, okay. So there must be steel embedded in it, then.
Yeah.
I'm right now, you can hear the difference in sound. I'm standing between... two big rock pillars.
There's a plaque up here. You want me to read it?
You can.
You got my magnifier.
All right, we're just past those now. The sun is out, which is nice.
And we're not over the river yet.
No.
It says, why is the river brown? The root beer colored water seen in the St. Louis River and in some of northern Minnesota's rivers is caused by naturally occurring acids. These rivers start flowing from wetlands, which support a wide variety of plant life, such as spruce and tamarack trees.
Mm-hmm.
Evergreen shrubs, cattails, sedges, grasses, and sphagnum moss.
Sedge grasses.
Excellent.
Okay.
These
you're doing good
plants
but not good.
Die and decay, they release acids which color the water brown. Oh, color the water brown. The end.
The end. Okay. That's good though. That little plaque is mounted just outside the handrail. This is a big angle iron. I haven't seen it this big before.
We're not even.
It's about 4 inches.
So they have those pillar things are on both ends.
Okay.
We're going toward the middle.
Okay. Wow, the wood's kind of weathered up here. It's all knotty looking. And
in the spring, it's the best time to come up here. Then the water is rushing really fast.
It's going pretty good right now.
Yeah. There's tons of granite rocks down there. And there's water coming from two directions. The Y is right kind of below us.
Yeah.
hotel kids got on the bridge?
Huh?
Yeah.
It sways a bit. It's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Today is July the 9th, 2006. Welcome to the Outdoor Minnesota Channel.
I'm teasing. What?
So that would be fun to climb on those rocks down there.
I'll bet they're slippery.
There's a granite wall to our right down there.
Okay. We're looking over the bridge and the recorder is hanging out in my hand, hanging from a... in a bag with a strap, and I'm holding the strap. The strap has a carabiner that secures it back to the little bag again. What I found that works is any kind of case for a digital camera. They're padded and seem to work. They're the right size for the R09, which is what we're recording on with the internal mic. Figured this would be the most, what's the word I'm looking for? Hardy. The most hardy way to do it. Having padding around the R09 and using its internal mic.
Yep.
There's nothing to get ruined.
Want to go across the rest of it?
Yeah, we'll start walking. I like all those rapids. Let's go down by those once we get across if we can.
Easy way to die.
Yeah.
What?
She said it's an easy way to die.
Jumping over?
Yeah.
Cool. It's like a diving board.
Single file.
I keep forgetting, I don't have a cane with me, just so you know. And people keep thinking I can see what's going on. I've already been yelled at once today for talking too close to somebody.
I don't know if there's steps, but what's up?
That lady was pissed.
Yeah.
She was out of line, though.
Yeah.
She didn't give me a chance to tell her that I couldn't see her there.
No. There's another call over here.
She called me some choice names, too, but I'm not going to repeat them.
I think the girls went down here by the water.
Okay. Yeah, they're taking pictures.
Come on, guys. Let's put these people through.
Camera deal for them today. Oh, boy. That didn't sound good.
I'm going to wait until Nicole comes back because I think it would be too hard for me to...
Okay. That's cool.
Not really go and read the text. Or let her read it.
I don't know.
Off to
your
right.
Here? Okay. Sure, you can.
It says rock talk.
Diggy. Put this up there so I don't have to keep watching.
The buggy.
Bugs aren't gonna let you read?
The tilted rocks you are
standing on.
Looking at our... yeah.
It feels like it anyway.
Our slate and grant... Oh. How do you spell this? G-R-A-Y-W-A-C-K-E.
Graywack?
Okay.
I don't know. Not
slate
a word I've seen.
Graywack. They are... commonly... known as the Thompson Formation. Named after the, their location. Slate is the most common rock in the formation. Then it shows something along the lower. There's other stuff.
Okay.
It says, how were the rocks formed? Geologists assume that two... Oh, can't read that. it's on too light. It's yellow print on too light of color.
Hmm.
Goes over the river. The writing is on a picture of the river.
Okay.
It's a scenery picture.
My guess right away is that we're talking glaciers or something, but...
I would think so.
We can see when they find the girls and see if one of them will read the rest of this.
Yep.
Yeah, that I don't recall a time I could ever read something like that, light on light, of any of any kind. I always needed high contrast.
Yep. I could read the top part because it was black.
Okay. Print. We'll just recruit a member of the public here. No.
I don't see where they went. I don't know if they're necessarily down there.
Yeah. They were trying to get a picture of themselves alone on the bridge. Walking across.
Okay. I think they accomplished that.
Okay. We are at the far end of the bridge, and we're just off the bridge. This plaque is actually mounted right at the bridge. Okay. Happy child, happy child. We don't want to be here.
There's going to be rocks all over the trail.
Yep.
There's some sticking up right there.
It's okay. I'm not that breakable. Yeah. Walk on it. I find these rocks are easier just to walk on instead of trying to get around everything. Roots and roots and roots.
Down sharply to the left.
Okay.
Here's the river. Here's some steps.
Free slide into the river is what you're trying to tell me.
Yeah. Keep right. The wider part of the stairs.
Okay. Sorry. Stairs are just cut into the hill. Is it wood on the edge there?
Yep.
Like logs or something cut into the edge to keep it stable, I guess.
I should have brought my water down.
There's a whole bunch of water right down there.
And I forgot to
If you would have taken that turn, you could have got a drink pretty quick.
Mm-hmm.
And I hear another set of rapids ahead. Yeah. All right. So we say secretly, so nobody can hear. The legally blind leading the almost totally blind down a rocky trail suspended about 50 or 60 feet above the rapids. We're crazy or brave. No, we're not brave. So
there you go. And we'll
speaking for me, of course. What?
You have to be bravest. You have to trust me.
Trust
all
you?
The trail washed up.
It's alright. See, when you start to go down, unfortunately,
you're going to let go?
I can't. No, I'll hold on, but I do have that slimy bug spray crap on my hand, so.
Yeah.
You know, what you get is what you get, I guess. I could try to grab your belt. You get the stranglehold around the middle. Okay.
There's the birch down.
It's what? A birch?
Yep, and down the ground.
And it's down for the count, huh?
Yep. That would be a nice walk.
It's a sunny spot.
There was a trail going down here.
Oh, there's been trees felled, or I guess it just never grew right here. The trail widens up to a hard dirt path.
There's a...
Oops, I'm sorry, I'm getting up too close.
There's either an ash or a birch that is topped off, or whatever.
Yeah. It's topped, dead. That's what you call it. Yep. Must have died, and then they topped it off and left the bomb.
Yep.
Probably, well...
It goes up like...
Yeah. Well, that kind of stuff provides
homes for different animals. Plus, all the root system probably keeps the shoreline a lot more stable. Mm-hmm. I imagine if they went pulling that out of here, the trail would collapse, being that we're right close to the edge. Unfortunately, I left the neck strap in the car, or I could have just been wearing this on my neck. Had both hands free, and I don't have a belt. Get ready?
Lots of roots.
Yep, lots of roots sticking up. That one was sticking up about 6 inches. That one about 2 or 3. No more reports, but get an idea. Luckily, we're in such top condition that we can do this. Your average your average person couldn't do this like we are.
Oh wow, it sounds like they're even getting stronger. There must be a waterfall down there.
Sounds like a falls. I wish I could say I was in great shape, but
that
is not true.
Take it.
We could try. How far ahead can you see?
About 15 feet.
Alright. No, don't hold on to me. All Use right. your hands for yourself.
Well, it's flat up here.
Yeah. Alright, I just don't want to make you so you fall.
No, you're not.
Alright. No, you're not, and then she almost falls.
Yeah. Oh, there's another path right at the edge. And this goes down very steep. Okay. I can see the yellow water of the falls.
Yeah, which is actually light brown.
Wow.
It's the brown water going over white rocks.
Yeah. So we're going to follow this path, but it's much steeper on the left end.
Yeah, I see that we're almost straight down to the water. Well, I can see the rocks down at the bottom. You can hear them. Stop for a second.
Okay.
Time for a equipment check here. Look at the light on
the... Yes, it's on.
Awesome. Back into the bag for you.
Cheers.
Okay.
Growing on the bank.
Yeah. That's probably all you could do if you were trying to get down there by the water, would be to hold on to the little tree nubs and trees that are growing out.
Yeah.
Even then, you'd probably still end up in the dang water. It's the kind of climb you need to do with both hands.
Okay. I see like a landing down there.
Yeah.
So, do you want to try and do that?
I don't know.
I see kind of a path.
Man, we feel, it sounds like we're right over the water. Alright, we're kind of stair-stepping our way down on some roots. Dirt. Remember, if you go in the water, swim towards the side. It's your best angle.
Okay. There's going to be a big tree right here by your
head.
Oh,
wow.
That's where I am. Okay.
What about it?
I'm going to put my... I'm squatting down and then put my feet down.
Okay.
I can hold on to this big root that's
okay.
by your feet.
You're fine. Go ahead. I catch on pretty quick. Yeah.
This is as far as I'm going because the edge is really close.
Okay. That was about a 3 foot. Wait a minute, get the dirt off me. Can't. It's about a 3 foot drop there. We just climbed down on it.
We're like maybe 3 foot from the very edge, but I don't like to go the whole.
How far? We're about 3 feet from the edge of the
cliff.
Bank.
Basically.
And then how far down would you say our fall would be to the water?
50 feet at least.
Okay. So, one lucky thing for me, I'm going to lift my shades and see if I can see anything. I just see the sun hitting stuff down there. I'm assuming it's rocks. Or is that foam right here?
Foam.
Okay. 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 So the nice thing is you could get a good beating from the trees as you roll down and tumble down
you
into the water.
A long distance before you hit a tree.
Oh, not good. All right, never mind. Let's not. Okay. Yeah. Let's not tell me too much more. I'm going to get freaked out here. Now, see, I didn't have a feeling of any vertigo until you said the tops of the trees. Oh, my God.
since I'm looking straight out, and I do see my horizon straight in front of me is the tops of the trees.
Yeah.
So it's all blue sky if I look up, which feels really strange to my stomach to look up. There are trees above us.
Yeah.
Because we're going up a large hill. When I look back, it looks back above us. It didn't seem like we came down that far.
I see a bench up there. We can look. Maybe there's a better view.
Like I hear. All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Climbing time.
Yeah. There's a big root.
Yep.
There's a bench.
All right.
That's
cool.
Pretty cool.
It's a there's a park bench.
In the middle of nowhere.
Wow, look how high my feet are off the ground.
Mine too.
Because of the tilt of the dirt off the ground.
Oh wow, this path. I don't know if I could do on it, but I might get on there.
What?
There's a path that goes at a sharp angle down, and there's a clearing in the trees.
Okay. I don't really want you going on anything without me, to be honest. You know that? No, I don't mean it that way.
Well, I want to do it, so that means you have to go.
My point being that, just so you know, nobody's doing anything by themselves.
Okay.
Because this water, you can't. I wouldn't hear you hit that water, is what I'm saying. You know what I mean?
No.
It's too loud. I wouldn't know that you went in.
Yeah.
And so I know you're a good swimmer, and so am I, but.
I can't swim in that stuff.
I don't know how you would. Be honest. I don't think anybody can. The best you can hope for is try to kick your way to the shore.
Yeah.
You know, you have to go.
If you survive the fall.
Well, there is that. Those rocks and stuff.
Yeah.
I'm guessing. I don't have experience, but that hurts all that. Make a hole in you. At least there's no fish that would try to eat you.
Yeah.
No. I don't know what would live in the water that's that fast. Don't say salmon, because they're not here. That's what I picture when I picture
rapids. That's what I thought of
rapids.
First, but
yeah.
There are smelt.
Ew.
That's what people do in...
smelt are nasty. They're slimy.
You eat them all the time.
But they're slimy when you catch them.
Yeah.
They're slippery
you
as heck.
You just stand, well, in the slower moving rivers up here, you go in with
your
net.
Hip waders.
Yep. And catch them with a net.
Okay.
And you, in the,
It tastes good?
Yeah. They have, smelt fries at all the bars.
Yeah.
Around the area.
Yeah, well.
And even in the Twin Cities.
Not a fan
and
of fish.
And they're very small fish.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
I just watched somebody on TV, on the news, at a smelt run, and they were trying to catch them, and they were just slippery, slidey all out of their hands.
Yep.
So you'd have to have a net.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You have to have good legs to be able to stand.
So this creek or river here is running into
Lake Superior.
Where
yes.
We just came from. Okay. We are south of Lake Superior by maybe 60 miles? 50?
Not that far.
Not even?
No.
Okay.
I think the GPS said 13 miles to J. Cook State Park from Duluth.
Okay, from the edge of Duluth?
Yep.
Well, that would make more sense. I mean, the St. Louis River is what our boat tour the other night went up.
Yep.
To look at the loading sites, loading facilities for all of the ore carriers and the grain barges, whatever else they load. So, interesting anyway. Wow. Amazing that this water is compelled to rush this fast to Lake Superior.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where must it be starting out that it has built up this much speed?
Canada, all these rivers are tributaries. It's all runoff.
Yeah, I know, but it's not going to be Canada because we're south of Duluth. And this water's flowing north, right?
No. I think it's running.
What way?
West.
Yeah, I don't have a compass. Aren't we smart? We like to come out in the woods with no compass.
Yeah.
Oh well.
We we can follow the river.
Well, I have the path in my brain.
Yeah.
I like everywhere we've gone, I have a picture in my head, all the shapes. I just know that I'm pointing my arm out there, but our bridge is right down there.
Yep.
So you follow this trail right up, take a right, follow the trail along the shore, and you get to the bridge. So it's easy. It's not like we're just out in the general woods. I wouldn't trust my senses out there.
No.
But I can see the position of the sun, too, and I know what time of day it is. That's another way that people use when they're in the woods and they get lost.
Yep.
I like this bench, though.
Yeah.
Thinking I should buy it.
Yeah.
What do you mean they won't sell?
I don't know.
But it has to be here, and of course, this is not very close to my home.
Well, it doesn't go very far that you can handle.
You meaning me or anybody?
I think Nicole and Athena can handle going further on it, but me and you.
I don't know. I'm not quite ready to make such concessions, but I'm also not stupid. Well, I think I'm going to turn this off for a little bit.
Right.
Sit here and relax.
Okay.
Hope you mind.
You've been listening to Blind Cool Tech. Visit us on the web at blindcooltech.com. Our email address is blindcooltech@gmail.com, and our comment line is 206-984-9203.